Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Here's your co-host, Lisa V, and ECP, and here, and your host, Dawn Reese.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you joined us tonight. And I'll tell you, we've been having such a great, it's called Hollywood Connections, but it's really Hollywood Connections. Hollywood, Hollywood.
Yes.
Right, Lisa?
Definitely.
And Denise, you know we've been doing that as well.
Yeah, we have.
So we've had a lot of emails, I will tell you, and we're going to have some experts on at 8:30. And I'll tell you, I guess the devil did not want me doing the show tonight.
Definitely not.
Yeah, a little fender bender tonight, but thank God we're both okay and all good. And you know, he was a Christian, and I'm glad that you were okay on that. So,
yay.
And anyway, so Denise, we're so glad that you're back.
I'm glad to be back. Yay.
Okay. Yay. I know. Everybody.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
It's been very tough because we've missed her as well. And her hubby, you know, is in heaven now. And
yes.
And he's singing and for the angels and everybody. And you know,
he's telling the choir director what to do.
I know.
Amen.
Amen. And Lisa, let's start out with one of your songs right away to open
Actually,
the show.
Actually, we were going to close with it.
Oh, we're going to close.
Yeah, we're going to close with it.
Okay. We always have a production meeting before the show, but after today.
Yeah, today everybody was running a little behind, God knows.
So. It's like I Dream a Genie, poof, we're here.
I'm not kidding you.
In the studio. In the meantime, I know, let us know when our callers call in. And we're so excited because Hollywood Connections actually helps you get connected in show business. But we also have a little spiritual twist and our beliefs all the time.
Always.
Yes. And so in the meantime, let's introduce this amazing singer that I saw on Facebook. And he was playing and I was like, wow, this is really good. And introduce yourself.
Hello. My name is Chris Francisco.
Yes. And so what are you going to play for us tonight?
So this song I actually just released as my second single.
Okay.
I wrote it over a year ago now. I was sitting on my couch one day and I said, hey, I probably should write a song because I'd never written a song before. And I had one of my best friends, Natalia, with me. And so I had her help me kind of go through the writing process with it. And so it's kind of just a song about just looking at all the positives in life, no matter, you know, what you're going through. Because at the end of the day, you know, you always want to wake up with a positive attitude and, you know, positive outlook and everything.
That's what I tell my husband. You know, I mean, there's some people that wake up in the... Hey, I know he's listening. There's some people that wake up in the morning and they're like, not morning people. My name is Dawn. I'm not a morning person, but trust me, I have to be. Right, Lisa?
Yeah.
And my mother should have named me Dusk. But in the meantime, I talked to my daughter-in-law the other day and she's like, are you kidding me? So I have now this calendar. So if my husband wakes up kind of grouchy and, you know, and before we pray, I said, you're going on my emotion calendar. He goes, what's that? I go, you have a very grumpy face today. And I want to see how many happy mornings you have. And with God, all things are possible.
So how's that going now?
There's a couple, a lot of more grumpy faces than happy faces.
Bert.
I think so. Rick, could you do me a favor and cancel that call up there? I know we're doing a live Facebook, and there we go.
Yeah,
we're
good. Yeah,
that's good. And I know I love him dearly, and he's been working.
Yeah. He's such a sweetheart.
He drives so far for work, you know. And so, in the meantime,
no grumpy faces tomorrow, but happy faces.
I have an emotion calendar. It works. So that's a positive. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in the meantime, would you pull up your guitar and let's hear some of your music? I can't wait.
Let's go for it.
And Vaughn, I know we have another singer from Creed. Warner, is he on the phone yet? And we'll be with him shortly, and we're excited because you just got his music, and we love to play live, actually on the air with acoustic. I love acoustic guitar.
I know.
I have two. I have a Keith Urban at home, and me and my husband both do.
Okay, so can you play guitar?
I'm learning. I'm going to learn on the sailboat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have my Keith Urban music, which I put that on before you start. I put it on like the tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband's playing in the other room. And I come in and I'm like, wow, honey, you're really good. It was Keith Urban. He walked out the door. I thought he learned that song really fast. But we got an expert here. And let's take it away. What are we going to play today?
So this is called The Sweet Life.
Sweet Life. Mm-hmm. All right, Sweet Life, everybody. Enjoy.
Okay.
Sweet life. show's still going on? I'm like, show's still on. That
okay,
is amazing.
So, Chris, you wrote this?
Yes.
You wrote this, and is it available for someone to purchase yet?
It is not on stream yet. I'm working on that.
Okay.
It is on my YouTube page for people to actually be able to listen to, at least.
Okay. So tell us your YouTube page.
That would be Chris Francisco Music. That's where you can find me.
Okay. Are you also on Facebook as well?
Yeah. Chris Francisco Music, same thing as well. I also have my website, chrisfranciscomusic.com, that I just got done actually today.
Wow. So you knew we were going to ask you.
I was prepared.
So, you know, are you with a label or anything yet?
No.
Well, we have, Creed Warner actually is one of our dear friends. He's traveling right now, and we're going to put his next artist on, and he'll see this, and so you never know, and Lisa's going to contact him as well, and so he is a Christian label and Glory Sound Studios, so you never know what happens on the show. And in the meantime, before we go to our next guest, stay right here. Sunburst Spectacular Under the Sea Pageant Model Search is coming up to Gulfview Square at Tyrone Square Mall. Don't miss the fun and excitement. And guess what? I'll be judging. And that's coming up on the 16th. Yeah. And if you want to enter, please go to sunburstbeauty.com. Tell Teresa I said hello. So that's a quick shout out there. In the meantime, what is our next guest on the air? All righty.
Hi.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, Don. This is Brian Diebold. How are you doing today?
We're excited. We promised you that we'd have another song today, and we're going to just go right into the song. And the song is like, you know, do you want to name the song I think that Creed sent us?
The song is Perfectly Imperfect.
It sounds like, remember, you're perfectly perfect.
Yes.
Yes. What was that? Mary Poppins.
Oh,
right?
You're
didn't she
right.
take something?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
I can see that. Can you see the hand going up
so
and
God
down?
Makes yes. you perfectly perfect. That's how I say it. All right, let's go to that song. Brian, we'll be right back, and we have some other questions to ask you.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
I miss my home, I'm not alone. I can't convince myself. Sometimes these walls keep closing in. Feel like a book on a shelf. Rather be dead than left unread. Open me up and see no more blank pages, no more cage, finally feeling free. Don't be afraid to escape, don't be afraid to let go. You're perfectly imperfect. Be yourself because you're beautiful, yeah. Turn on
perfectly imperfect. And we're back with Brian. So, Lisa, you remember some of his story last week. Do you want to reiterate on that?
I remember I read your story, and it really touched me very much, because I've known many people that have had, you know, addiction problems, but the fact that you were able to take, you know, something so dark and you know, help with music, because as soon as I listened to your song, like, I really felt a lot of the emotion and everything. But the one question I have is, since we always know that addiction is a problem that you never fully get past, when you find yourself, you know, we all slip, what do you do to help you continue? Because I have more people who tell me we always are doing great, and then we have a mess up and we slip up, and then some people can't pull themselves back out. So how do you
That's
do
so
it?
True. You know, I've learned to start pretty much worrying about nothing and praying about everything. I try to just maintain a constant dialogue with the Lord through prayer. And, you know, the other people that God puts in our lives that can help us through those situations as well. You know, really, God speaks to me a lot through other people that I meet. And if I'm having some trouble, I can reach out to a brother in Christ, or just, you know, really just read what the Bible says that the Lord says about me, rather than what I'm thinking about myself.
Amen.
We're going to go to a quick interview with Deidre from South Florida. One of my reporters got to actually meet you in person, and we were supposed to play that last week, but we got into a very heavy conversation. So let's go to Deidre's interview. We'll be right back, and then we'll just you know, say a couple more things, and we'll come back with another artist. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, and like us on Facebook as well.
And 106.1 FM, The Heat.
Deidre Veronica reporting on Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese on 106.1 FM, The Heat. And I'm here with Christian singer-songwriter Brian D. Bold. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for meeting with me today.
Thank you for coming.
So you have an awesome story. You grew up in a family full of musicians. So what was your household like growing up?
There was always some kind of music going on. It was, I've got two brothers and a sister, and we're all very close with my parents. There was always, every family party, there was a full kitchen table of people singing around, so it was good.
That's fun. So how would you say that music influenced you as a person?
It's kind of defined me from a very young age as a person. I was always obsessed with lyrics, and my dad taught me how to sing harmony when I was really young, and picking out different voices and different notes and all that. So it's played a huge role in my life since I can remember.
That's amazing. So I know there was an experience that you had in 2016 that changed your life forever. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I came to Florida from Chicago in 2016 to, you know, I was broken. I needed a lot of help, and I decided to come to a faith-based treatment center. And I had never heard any Christian music before in my entire life, and we have chapel every morning, and within the first couple days, you know, it just shook me all the way down to my core. I found myself listening to music I'd never heard before, crying my eyes out, and just really looking to make a change. And next thing you know, I started singing with the band, and the rest is history.
That's awesome. So, like, yeah, describe more about, like, Christian music, how is that different for you than, like, regular music? Like, how did that speak to you differently? And how do you use that now as you write songs and you're a singer-songwriter? So, like, how was that experience?
From the beginning, it was really just, it's just so positive, that kind of, but also when you're going through a hard time, we put these walls up to kind of protect ourselves, to protect our pride and protect our ego. And music just has this ability, like nothing else, to kind of break through to everybody. I mean, even if you don't realize, you know, compared to just the positive message, and really just never giving up and making it through some of the hardest times, because those are the times that really define you.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's inspiring. So do you have a favorite song that you've written or that you like to perform?
Well, I wasn't sure if you were going to ask me that, but you know, they're all, they all have a special place in my heart because I know what they're all about, obviously. So I kind of go in spurts. Right now, I wrote a song called He's Home that's on the album. It's about my best friend who passed away about a year and a half ago from an overdose. And the song's kind of like asking God, hoping that he invited God into his life before he died so that I could see him again in heaven one day.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. So would you like to talk about what you do here at Faith Farm Ministries?
Well, I completed the program here. Right now, I just come back to be the worship leader. Yeah, after going through the program and staying for an extra year to be kind of like a junior counselor, I just recently moved out of here. But I just come to lead worship, you know, like it's all men. It's a men's treatment program. And
so that was Deidre, our reporter in South Florida, and that's what I do. I help, like the fairy godmother, help yes. the young girls get out there and interview their favorite stars and people and bring a lot of great news and a lot of positive energy as well to our station and a lot of God.
I have a question. Brian, can you yes. hear me? This is Niecy. How long have you been writing music?
I've been writing music since I can remember, honestly. The funny part is that I had the worst stage fright and never shared it with anybody until just a couple years ago. But I've been writing songs for almost since I was 10 years old.
Wow.
So how did you meet Creed Warner with Glory Sound Studios?
Creed Warner was actually a childhood friend of the pastor. I co-worship lead with the pastor's wife, and they were childhood friends, sang in church when they were younger. And she just shot him an email, and, you know, originally he was just going to help me get one song recorded, and he liked what he heard, and then a year later, we have an entire album, so.
Wow, it's fabulous. And where can people buy your music?
iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, Spotify, pretty much everywhere that music is sold online.
Wow. Brian, thank you so much for calling
thank
in.
You.
Yes, we so enjoyed the music, and we'll help promote that. And Niecy has an online radio that she'd yeah. probably like to get you on as well.
It was really cool. But Brian, could you give us your social media so that people can kind of follow you?
Yes, Brian Diebold Music on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And then my website should be up here shortly. It's briandiebeldmusic.com.
Okay. So we will definitely be looking forward to more music from you. Thank you so much for calling in. It was awesome.
Thank you so much. You guys are such a blessing. I really appreciate
oh,
it.
Oh, hi, Creed Warner. I know you're going to be watching. All right. Thank you, Brian. God bless you. You know,
God
also,
you. Thank you.
We have so many events coming up. We have the Gasparilla Film Festival coming up. We've got the International Christian Film Festival coming up. We're going to be on the red carpet of these amazing events. We're so excited.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if y'all know if you're going to be at the Renaissance Festival this weekend.
Okay.
I'll be there. Look for my booth in front of the I guess, the ticket booth. I'm not sure.
We'll find you.
I've got some really good giveaways. And maybe if you come and play a little croquet with me, I might get you a ticket to get in.
Oh.
Who knows? And it's $22 to get in. So.
Okay, so do you play croquet?
No.
Because I was going to say, okay, you have to make teach me how to do it. I've never done it. It looks so fun.
Well, I think I did when I was a kid with my grandparents.
Okay.
You know. It's kind of like the shuffleboard. Well, actually, shuffleboard and all that, I'm not there yet.
It's like mm-hmm. golf and shuffleboard mixed together.
Yeah, and you know, Chrissy's probably...
It's like golf and shuffleboard mixed together.
Yes.
Okay, but you do it like on the ground, right? It's,
yeah.
Yes, yeah. with little hoop things.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so, you know, we're all going to have to do, ladies, because, oops, we have to. Yeah. Chrissy, our friend that's a rock and roll reporter.
Hi, Chrissy.
Yes, she took me to bingo, okay, at the American Legion. You're all going to love this.
Okay.
So we're playing bingo, and I have all these cards, and I don't know what I'm doing, and I have to get a dabber, and I have no, these ladies are fast. You cannot say bingo by accident. And I looked at my son's card. He said, "You got bingo." And he goes, "No, I don't." And he said, "Oh, I do." And of course, everybody, they said, "That's not a good bingo." So if you
win.
That's
not a good bingo?
It's not a good bingo.
I didn't know there was a bad bingo.
I didn't either.
And then they go, you know, with the winners, they go, "That's a good bingo. You won $35. And then he did win another bingo. But you cannot talk. Chrissy and I were talking a little louder than usual. And we got the dirtiest looks. I want to tell you. If you're listening.
Oh, let me come with and you over there.
And
that'll
you're older.
Be really great.
And I'm looking, I'm going, I know that's not what I'm going to look forward to in the future because I'm okay. a happy person. But, you know, please, if you're listening, I hope you have your
me.
Emotion calendar and you put happy.
Happy on bingo day.
Happy on bingo day.
You want to go next week? You want to
let's
drink?
Go.
You know what? I would love to do that.
You know,
but we can't talk because it'll be a bad bingo.
No, I got this. I got this from a lady. I'm going to wait. She looked at me like this. I got the hand.
Princess Di wave here.
Okay. No, it was this, like a slap in the face.
Oh,
like,
oh
yeah.
Really?
I'm serious,
I don't know if I'm ready to go for that. I'm not sure. It sounds like fun, but
It was, and the food was fabulous over there.
Oh, well,
Legion.
I love the food.
Yeah, it was really good.
Okay.
So, all right, Thursday.
We're there.
Thursday.
We're ladies' night is usually Thursday, so now it's bingo night.
12? Yeah, even my daughter-in-law goes, Mom, you're an official grandma now. That's why. She goes, you're playing bingo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's scary.
That's very
that
scary.
Is so scary.
I know. So, anyways, all you bingo people, please be nice out there. Don't put those frowns to
this
us.
Is
happy.
So sad.
We should
this
be.
Is
we
so
should be.
Sad.
We should be. Don't worry. Be happy. Let's
there
play that
go.
Song.
We'll walk in playing that. We'll walk in playing that.
Right,
I got
right.
it.
Just have a giant boom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Another little teen speaker on my shoulder.
Good
walk
idea.
In.
Yeah,
we got it.
So let's go to our singer again and tell everybody who you are, so they all watching. Hope you're enjoying this day today.
My name is Chris Francisco.
And what are you going to play for us?
So this is a more recent song that I wrote. And so kind of piggybacking off of the first song that I wrote, it was kind of more, I wanted to take more of an inspirational route with it. I wanted to kind of tell more of my life journey and, you know, how I've gotten to the point where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
So this song is self-titled, This Road I'm On. So
Ooh.
Basically it's just, you know, like I said, just talking about my journey and the road I've been on and all the stuff that I've been through.
Can I say something? The road that you're on, just make sure you're very careful in malls. Like today when I was driving. Wait a second. I'm driving. That's how the accident happened. I was driving on the side on the road and then, you know, I stopped and then somebody came around and, you know, but we're, like I said, both okay. But watch the road you're on, especially at the mall.
Dawn.
Because I'm listening.
Dawn.
I know. Your first car.
Calm down.
My first car. Well,
go ahead, Chris.
You see, what I've realized is that Florida drivers just in general are, you know.
In the mall.
Oh, you can't say that on the air.
Miami.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we're going to be with our VIP guests.
We have fans out there. We can't say that in the air.
We'll be with our VIP guests in about 4 minutes.
Right.
But no, really, be careful in mall parking. There were 3 other accidents besides mine. Seriously, so be careful. Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Oh, this is so scary. I'm not going to the mall. I am not going back to the mall.
I told my other boss, I'm done. I'm done with this mall.
Okay.
It's like you're going to go to the mall now and you're going to be like,
yeah. Really?
Look every which way before you like pull out.
I was going 5 miles an hour. Yeah, but and they said it was my fault. Do you want to get into this?
No.
No,
go ahead, Chris.
I don't know who I want to get into this.
Go, Chris.
Go, Chris.
All right, here we go.
Life isn't as easy as it always seems to be. So many ups, but just as many downs. Sometimes even wishing why I'm still here. Realize my purpose was bigger than that. The person above is looking over me, seeing all my rights and all my wrongs. No, I'm not perfect, but neither is anyone. Just being the person that I strive to be. And through all the struggles and each and every day, life's thrown at me all these years. Between sunlight and darkness passing me by, I'm so glad and for this road I'm on. living life, doing what I love doing best, making people smile and putting on a show, and I'm getting closer to the future that I want, with the one that I love the most, and through the struggles and each and every day, life has shown me all these years, between sunlight and darkness passing me by. Struggles in each and every day, life's shown in me all these years, between sunlight and darkness passing me by, I'm so glad for this road.
Wow.
Wow.
Cool.
Yay. Wow is right.
The road you're on, remember, be careful in the mall parking lot.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you guys that we are all joking about Dawn in the parking lot today, but we're just glad you're okay.
Yes. I am too. Yes. And the other gentleman is too.
Yes, yeah. We're just glad you're okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so anyway, so we also have another VIP guest. We have Terry and Catherine. I think they're on the phone. And we're going to go into some really amazing, this may be a little controversial because some people will believe it. Some people won't. Some people have their own beliefs. Okay. But that's okay. That's what makes good radio. So welcome,
amen.
Both of you. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys? Awesome song there.
Isn't it? I know. I've got an agent for him already for TV and film. I'm going to send him the paperwork. I'm serious.
Yes.
A SAG agent.
She's not kidding. She means every word she says.
Exactly. And so tell us a little bit, because we have Denise back, and we want to keep her.
Hey, Denise.
Hi.
Keep her
how
in your prayers.
I'm fine. I'm glad to be back home.
Yeah, I just want to say our prayers have been with her for a couple weeks now, and her hubby passed away, and kind of unexpected. And we're just, everybody keep her in your prayers and
please.
The strength. And that's really hard, because I'll tell you, you just don't know when God's going to call you home, and
it
you just
true.
Have to be ready.
Amen.
And you can't take all this stuff with you,
that's
you know?
True.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, anyways, enjoy the process while you're here on earth. And, you know, you've got some...
Make it different.
Yes. So our topic tonight is going to be about, the new age religion.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And so
oh boy.
A lot of people don't know I did a lot of studying this last week and praying about it and watching things. And I'll tell you, Terry, I was like amazed. They're saying that they're trying to kick out God's word for the new religion. And that's what's going to take over the world. Now, what is your thought on that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why it's going coming all to a one world religion, one world government, one world cashless society, and a new order. That's what it's going to, and that's all part of that. That's the whole new age idea. It's the same old lie that the enemy wants to bring, as he did in the days of Nimrod, as he did in the days of Adam and Eve. So,
okay. So, question. I know this came in on my email. They said, "What's the difference between the New Age and, of course, God's word, or the secret, the positive thinking, and the, I'm a visual person. Trust me, I put things on my refrigerator and they have come true. Like the man I married, I have a sailboat, and I put a sailboat on my refrigerator for 30 years.
Yeah.
Explain that.
Well, it's interesting because everything that God does, the devil has an equal and opposite counterfeit. Everything. Every single thing. So we have faith, then we have the power of positive thinking. That's the devil's thing. So faith and power of positive thinking. Power of positive thinking is all about yourself and what I can do and what I can imagine. And that's the whole New Age idea, is that they are gods apart from the God, from our God. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because I read this, you know, we all say, well, I believe in God. Well, okay, that's what the New World religion is teaching. Well, hey, you know, Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, we all believe in God. But there's a difference, because there's only one true and living God, as we talked about before, is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The three are one. So all the other gods are devils. They're false. And that's the counterfeit, and that's the lie, because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man can come to the Father except through me. Broad is the way. If you think about all the other religions, that's the broad way. The narrow way is Jesus. So right here in James chapter 2, now listen to this. This is the word of God. Thou believest there is one God. This is James chapter 2, verse 19. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. So say I believe in God. Well, the devils believe in God. I mean, come on. Jesus, you know, you got to believe that God sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross. So that's the only way to the true God, is through Jesus Christ. And when people just say that's what all the other religions say, I believe in God, and you hear that general term, but it doesn't, but it's not the true and living God. It's just bringing all them together. And I think the Pope even was, I saw he was bringing all these other religions, Buddhists, monks, Hindus, all of it, you know, witches, I mean, all of it, just they all coming together to form this one world government and one world religion, and we see it right before our very eyes.
So would you say that if somebody says they believe in God, but they're into other things, I mean, let's say, I'm going to bring this up, you know, they're into tarot cards, or they're into angel card readings, or they're into mediums, or they're
Ouija
into psychics.
Boards, things like that.
Yeah. So, and they say, but I believe in God. So you want to explain that to them?
Yeah. And again, we go back to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Satan likes blending evil with good. And so when you do deliverance separates, basically, if you will have it, the wheat from the tares. It separates that part of you that Satan had a legal right to through the fall, and separates you and delivers you from that, so that you're not operating in those spirits through the soulish realm.
Now, Lisa, you've dealt with some things in your past, and you're supposed to be at an all-night prayer meeting tonight, right?
I, as soon as I'm out of here, I'm getting snacks, and I'm on my way, which, by the way, I apologize, yes. Pastor Joe. It is www.beaminghope.org. We're going to go live. We're going to be singing. We're going to be praising God, and we will be there all night. Pajamas, pillows. Hi, Nancy from Beaming Hope. She's on. That's my BFF. But I was, my whole family technically were misguided, and I have a book that I'm writing about it, and I was, you know, literally following everything that I thought was the white light and the, you know, the good light of, you know, spirits and things that I've seen, things that, you know, it pretty much changed my life, cost me, you know, my husband, my family, and for a minute, and something that it was constantly said was, you know, I'm calling, when before a reading, they would say, we're calling on, you know, Mike, the archangel, Michael. And that's where everybody gets so misled. But where your situation, what I went through, and I'm still going through it every day. And I mean, people who know me, those of you who know me, please call in, because they can literally say, I have no explanation for certain things. It's literally like Satan is going, hi, I'm still coming for you. And God's going, I'm over here. I got you. But it's hard. And
so what do you do when somebody says, I'm going to put the white light over you, when you know that the Holy Spirit's already in you, that you've already accepted God as your Christ and your Savior, and you've asked for the Holy Spirit? Can you explain that? Because that's kind of a confusion for some people that don't understand it.
Well, I would rebuke that in the name of Jesus, because, you know, the Bible talks about that Satan can transform himself into an angel of light.
Whoa, okay, so, that's pretty deep. So
that's what the Bible says, an angel of light.
So you're saying, Yeah, so you're saying, so if somebody says, I'm going to cover you with the light or the light, yeah, so that's kind of, because I've been hearing that from so many people lately, and I'm like, I believe in the Holy Spirit, and I believe in God, and I'm born again. So, you know, how, you can't be born again and do that stuff, correct?
And that's horoscopes and everything, correct?
No,
that's,
you,
that's
you wouldn't
everything.
Want to do that, but if you have a curse on you and you don't understand, you know, like the Bible talks about that my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge, and when we don't have that the understanding, then that law of it's a spiritual law, the law of ignorance takes over, and once that spiritual law of ignorance takes over, then you are blinded to see the truth because you're not seeking God's truth.
And this is for, I know, right, we have 5,000 followers on Facebook, and we're on live YouTube, and you know, this is just my belief. I'm not here to judge anybody.
Exactly.
I'm just telling you know what the Bible facts say. If you are a true believer in God, and you can't slide to the other side. You can't do that slide.
You can't straddle the fence.
There you go.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You can't straddle
you
the
know,
fence.
You know, there's a thing, you know, we say, well, you know, if that's, you know, my opinion, your opinion, their opinion, what are we basing our opinions on? Hearsay, or my mom told me this, or this kind of just what I believe, or are we basing our opinions and our beliefs on the Word of God? You know, that's the difference, is what is your opinion based on?
So
facts or fiction?
Wow, we have some callers. This is getting, and this is the Hollywood part of Hollywood Connections.
Right.
And I've been praying about this, and God's saying, bring me on the air. Bring it and start preaching it on the air. So anyways, we do have a caller, 727-441-3000, Vaughn, who's on the air. And we have our engineer. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
727-441-3000.
You're live, and we're echoing, so you got to shut off your echo. And your—I know you want to hear yourself. I know. Trust me, everybody does. Okay.
Hey,
it's Nancy.
Hey, Ramsey.
Hi, is this Ramsey?
Yes. How are you guys? I miss y'all.
We miss you too,
Ramsey. You want to give your point of view on anything, our topic we're talking about?
Bring me in a little bit, because I was trying to hear a little bit, but I really couldn't hear.
Okay,
sure.
Let me explain. Terry, you want to tell everybody what you do with your life, with you and your wife?
Yeah, we just do inner healing and deliverance. We break the curses off of people through, in the name of Jesus, and apply the finished work of Calvary, just like it says in Isaiah 61. That's why I came, to set the captives free. And that's what we do, and we try to be led by the Holy Spirit of God.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. I know there was someone I met previously last week where there's a church here in Orlando that's open 24 hours here in Paramore Avenue. I think it's called the House of Hope. I'm not sure.
I'm familiar with that area.
Yes, like they literally have a healing and deliverance ministry where they're in prayer 24 hours. I mean, you can walk into this place and they have men praying for you. They have women praying for you. You know, I think we're living in times today where it's funny, because I went to an event about 2 weeks ago, and I was trying to figure out why was I there. But I just saw a lot of people praying and crying out to God. I was like, Lord, why am I here? And he began to reveal to me. He says, listen, I'm looking for radical praisers. I'm looking for radical worshipers.
Amen.
People who believe that I'm still performing miracles.
Wow.
Because the manifestation of the Word of God, it comes alive when you begin to believe. And, and that's the powerful move of God that God is doing. People think God is moving the same way like he did 3 years ago or yesterday. He's not. You really have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit and build that relationship and truly have intimacy with God so that he can show you by your gifts on how he can use your gifts to bring healing and deliverance. And healing and deliverance may not be just a laying of hands. Maybe it can be words of encouragement that can plant the seed within that person that God has already planted for them to produce fruit. So, you know, I mean, that's a beautiful ministry. You know, there's so many gifts in the body. And that's why it's so important that we have to, I'm sorry, that's why it's important that we have to identify with the gift that God has given us so that we can know the things God wants us to do. Because I believe we're all born we're all born with an assignment. And with that assignment,
can I, quick,
God,
Can I stop for a second? Because this is what came into my email. Someone said, well, I have a lot of gifts that God has given me, and I talk to spirits, and I'm a medium, and I'm this, and I'm that. Explain that. Yeah. I know we have a few minutes left, and this is going to go again next week.
Yeah, and but, I have a question, too, as well.
With the person who's listening and wrote that email, my father was a voodoo priest for over 20 years.
Wow.
And I understand the capacity of what they're talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
I understand. Hello?
Yep, go ahead.
I understand the capacity, fine. I understand the capacity of what that person is saying, but that person has to realize that there are something called the fallen angels. There are spirits out there that are not, because it is funny, because we were just talking about this last night in the studio where scripture says, they that worship me in spirit and in truth. Right? And it's funny because Jesus says this, they that worship me, there's an option. They that worship me, they say they worship God, but then he goes on to say spirit and in truth. He is the truth. He is the living God. Yeah. So he shows you that there is a difference. And seeing my father do that work for so many years, he was tormented until he was on his deathbed. And on his deathbed, as I prayed and fasted for 2 years, I saw my father give his life to Christ before he even died.
Amen.
Wow.
He cried out and he said, I did not want to do this anymore, son. And I remember the last phone call that we had. He was in the ambulance and he said, son, I don't want to do this anymore.
And
I've seen him for 20 years. I lost my father. My father left me when I was 3 years old, all because he wanted to submit to these spirits that care nothing about who he was. People say they tap into this realm. There is a spiritual realm. There is a war that's going on that it says in Ephesians, in Ephesians chapter 5. It talks about the wars and these things that is not of the flesh. It does exist, but you have to know that there is a living God.
And you're protected. But the more you bring God in the air, the more that, you know, he's getting his feathers ruffled, because Lisa and I both have had things in the last week as well, and so much. I know we have 5 minutes. Lisa's got to sing at the end of this show, and we're going to go on to this conversation.
Yeah.
And I know we have another caller. We have to get on for 1 minute.
Okay.
Real quick. Who's on the air?
We have Renee on the phone.
Go ahead, Renee.
Hey, girls. How's everybody going over there?
Good, good. Do you want to give your quick belief or what you believe in?
Yes, I do. But first, I want to say, Nisha, I really put my heart out there for you. And I'm praying for you. And
thank you, Renee.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I do want to say, I'm sorry, I know I don't have a whole lot of time, maybe a few minutes, but I do want to say this, okay? I believe in God. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. They're two and one of the same. But I have my own belief, and I can truly say that when I wake up in the morning, my feel is, dear God, please bring down the Holy Spirit. Let the white light of protection around me and through me protect me from any negative energies or entities with a mirrored image tenfold. That is nothing, has nothing to do with the devil or with the other side. And honestly, the new age, people see things to happen. I faced death more than one time. And I believe that with my faith and what I've been through, I had 2 accidents within 2 weeks, and I got messed up, and I survived both. And I think it's because God has a better place for me here. Okay. I had cancer 2 times, and I had a lot of things.
Hold on a second. We only have a minute left, and hold on the air, Renee. Terry and Catherine, do you have a question or answer to that?
I couldn't hardly hear, but I understand. But you know, we all if. There are false spirits in the world, and there are the real Holy Spirit, you know. And one of the things I would invite everyone to try to do some research on, it's called a Kundalini spirit. And it works a lot with the New Age, that Kundalini awakening, and that whole word, awakening. It's a Kundalini awakening is that what they're calling, and they're blending that in with Christianity. So, and it's a false Holy Spirit. And you just do a little research on it. I know we don't have time. Maybe we can come back and delve into that. But the New Age, that spirit is a big-time New Age spirit.
Terry, do you want to ask if anybody that, you know, Lisa is going to sing in about 1 minute here, and he's getting her music ready, and we're going to have to close the show. It goes so fast. Do you want to ask, say a prayer for anybody that is would like to invite God into their heart tonight?
Yes, yes. Well, you know, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. So The Bible says, you know, that if we'll confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. So I would just say, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you are the Son of God. I repent of my sins. I turn from my wickedness. I turn from my pride. I believe you died on a cross and you rose again on the third day. I receive you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Wash me with your blood. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I give you all the praise for that. And I receive you now in Jesus' name.
Wow, that's very powerful. That's really awesome. Everybody's belief. And we're just giving just, you know, a little bit of what we believe with Hollywood Connections. And, you know, Lisa, thank you, everybody. Please stay on the line. I have to have Lisa sing. She's helping with the show as well.
And I'm under the weather, so I apologize. I'm going to do the best I can. I've been very ill, and God knows why. So
you're good. You're good.
We got this.
All right, everybody. Remember, next week, Hollywood Connections, we have some amazing guests you don't want to miss next week with these guys coming in the station. I'll put that on social media. 727-871-7788 if you want to be on the show in the future. Lisa, take it away.
Thank you.
Bye, you guys. Bye, Ramsey. Bye. Bye, Terry and Catherine.
Have a good night. All right, bye.
My phone keeps going lower and lower.
When dreaming, I'm guided to another world. Time and time again. At sunrise, I fight to stay asleep, 'cause I don't wanna leave the comfort of this place. 'Cause there's a hunger, longing to escape from a life I live when I am away. So let's go there, let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there, let's ask, can we stay? Can you take me higher to a place where blind men see? Can you take me higher to a place with golden streets? Although I would like our world to change, it helps me to appreciate those nights and those dreams. But my friend, I'd sacrifice all those nights if I could make the earth and my dreams the same. The only difference is to let love replace all our hate. So let's go there, let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there, let's ask, can we stay? Can you take me higher to a place where blind men see? Can you take me higher to a place with golden streets?